Georgia is certainly one of the up-and-coming teams. You know, their performance over the last, you know, 4 to 5 years has been improving all the time, and, you know, they have more and more players playing professionally in Europe, and that reflects in the way they play the game. But we know they've got a very, very strong set play and a very direct game plan, so we're going to have to be really on top of our set plays to match them in that area, and also, you know, our defence is going to have to be very strong.
Now, over the last 2 weeks in the PNC against Samoa and Tonga, you've managed to come back from fairly substantial half-time deficits to win the game on both occasions, but presumably a third time you might not be so lucky against Georgia.
No, we don't want to be in that situation again. You know, we can't think that we can come from behind, and it's certainly something we've been talking about during the week, and think, you know, for our first half performance, we just have to be a little bit more patient with the ball, and things will look after themselves. We don't have to force the play, and against Georgia, this is going to be very important.
And in terms of the team that will take to the field tonight, are the Sevens boys that were in the squad for the two PNC Cup matches, are they still with you?
I released Leone Nakawara, Samasoni Veri-Veri and Wise Nofalevu back to the Sevens squad this week, so they've joined the Sevens squad in their quest to try to make the Olympic selection. Another player who is more well-known in the Sevens, and Save Rawatha, has come across to us this week. He missed the last few legs of the World Series this year with a hamstring injury, so he's been returning from injury, so this is a good opportunity for him, you know, to show his match fitness for Ben, but also to show, we know what a good Sevens player is, but this is an opportunity to show that he can play the 15s game as well.
Would I be right in thinking that plainly you want to win the game, but that the result is not absolutely critical tonight, because it will give you opportunity to perhaps experiment positionally and then look at one or two new faces?
Oh, look, a test match is always a test match. It's not a experimentation thing for us, and you know, we're on our home track, and you know, we really want to go 3-0. It's been one of the things we talked about from the, you know, the first day we assembled to secure the Pacific Nations Cup, to defend that, and but also to go 3-0 in the series. So this game has the same importance for us as the previous two.
One other point I'd like to get your view on, looking ahead to next year and the Pacific Nations Cup, and again, more matches in World Cup qualifying. Tonga haven't played a home game for 6 years. There is a suggestion, perhaps, that rather than playing you away from home for them, that maybe the match could be played on neutral ground somewhere like Auckland. Would Fiji be up for that?
I've heard those ideas being floated around the place. I mean, you know, look, we'd be more than happy to play in New Zealand next year if that was the case. But I'm sure Tonga and the rugby union there and the government are working very hard to try to, you know, upgrade their facilities, because, I mean, first and foremost, that they would actually like to play at home. But that could be a good option for them to play in say, Auckland, for instance, where, you know, they probably get a, you know, a commercial return from the game, which would be very important for the union as well.